subscribe to Donnie Houston Podcast, man.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. This Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. Today's guest. Before we even do that, let me give y'all a backstory, right? If you follow the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know we've talked a whole lot about the South Side. We talked a whole lot about the slab. We talked a whole lot about the jackings, you know what I'm saying? About the cars being stole, about the North Side being responsible for these things, about neighborhoods like Rosewood being responsible for these things, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was always, you know, three guys you would hear about, you know, as part of the whole Rosewood core of guys that was really getting it on, you know what I'm saying, taking them slabs like that, man. It was a guy named Yogi, it was a guy named David Glenn, and it was a guy, you know what I'm saying, today, man, by the name of Alvin. That's today's guest. What's going down, man?
Man, I'm cool with why they foolish. However it go, whatever conversation, rule the nation, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, finally got you here. Finally got you. I've been talking to Alvin for over a year now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to get him to come to Southside to come holler at me, man. Yeah. We finally got him out of here.
Playing on the phone. You know, that's what we call it, playing on the phone.
Yeah, what's going down, man?
I don't know. Life, man. Talk about it, man. Just tell me something. Tell me something that you want to know. And I'll talk about it.
Yeah. Well, man, we can get right into it, man. Talk about even, before we get to the slabs and all that, you know what I'm saying? Talk about how it was when you was growing up in Rosewood. Like, how is Rosewood as a neighborhood, if you had to describe, like, Rosewood was this was going on, and this is what I was doing as a kid.
Okay, well, we're going to grind it back, so, because the people that know me. It's like, I was born and raised, I guess we'll say like that, basically Trinity Garden, you know what I'm saying? Because that I know how my daddy was a hustler, as I come to find out, but I know LP, my dad's name was LP, you know what I'm saying? People know him, and like I say, it's like, what happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I was born, basically, as we would say, I was born in Trinity Garden, you know what I'm saying? Off of Curry Road, that I remember. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, my daddy being a hustler, however he was, he just did what he did, then we moved around. As we moved around, I'm going to go on fast forward. He moved around such as, I was a kid, I just remember moving from Trinity Garden, went to Hilliard Elementary, and then from Hilliard, you know what I'm saying, being bad, that bad boy.
You was just badass kid, you always
Yeah, automatic, you know, just clad clown. From there, got transferred, went to Hilliard, Concord, transferred again, got moved North Forest, that's when I went to the middle schools, you know, the elementaries, you know, went on from the schools I went to, you know, and then from when I started catching on to certain things, Northwood kind of like started everything, you know, Northwood Homestead. So people Northwood, they know Northwood. Basically, Northwood made me be in Northwood Manor. My mama moved to Northwood Manor. So from Northwood Manor, we come from Northwood Manor. I know a lot of people over there call me a little pissy, you know what I'm saying?
And were you into other little things, you know what I'm saying, before the cars and all that, as far as like any like street activity or anything like that, or you wasn't, that wasn't?
No, basically, I ain't gonna sit and lie to you. It's like, basically, I'm a child of one, you know what I'm saying? My mom and daddy, who they is, but I got a brother and sister, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm that spoiled little dude, you know what I'm saying? So I was that kid, the way I could do what I want to, but I was bad. I'm gonna say it like that, I was just bad, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, it's like, from there, from my mama, you know, from Northwood Manor, basically when my grandma passed, you know, it's more of like my daddy, you know, basically Grandma Rosewood, you know what I'm saying? But my daddy passed, when my grandma passed, it was more of like I used to catch the bus from Northwood Manor to Rosewood, the 77 Liberty. Can't do them, drop you off right in front of the Rosemary. Walk down the street, you know, I'm skipping school, walk down the street, Rosewood.
This high school at this point, though?
Yeah. High school, because I'm really fucking up, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
so what you doing, just not going to school and just hanging out?
Going to school but being bad, you know what I'm saying? You know, you being bad, just in school doing what you're supposed to do, but you just fucking with people, you know what I'm saying? Just, you read, you understand what's going on, but you fucking with people, ain't doing what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? So that makes you be the bad man, you know what I'm saying? Get in trouble, who they gonna call? Your daddy. Get your ass whooped, bored. You know what I'm saying? People that know school, Mr. Barry, whoop your ass, Northwood. And, you know, that's what back then when they had the paddles. Teacher whoop your ass, bam. Daddy come whoop your ass, bam, you get kicked out. go to another school, Oak Village. You know what I'm saying? You get transferred. You know what I'm saying? So they was basically promoting me to schools, to schools. And my high school was Smiley. You know what I'm saying? I went to Smiley. This crazy to say, but I went to Smiley for a day.
Okay.
One day. Prep rally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been to TYC, you know, been back and forth, jail.
All right, really? What you was doing to go to TYC and all that?
Oh, stealing. You know, just stealing cars. Just dry ass, firing up a car, just driving.
On the north side. How early, when did you, tell me about when you start stealing your first cars. Like, how old are you at this time?
Let me see. Northwood. 13, 14.
So how you even get into that?
Well, really, it's just going back and forth to my grandma's house. You know what I'm saying? Going to my grandma's house and chilling with the old schools. You know what I'm saying? Old school.
So you was hanging out with older cats?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I go there, my daddy gone. I mean, I'm the only child. You know what I'm saying? Because all cousins. I got all cousins. All girl cousins. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like the baby boy. So it's like, I'm going to tell on your ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, just being real. I'm going to tell on your ass, but... At the time, you know, you just whatever I did. You know what I'm saying? I got to feed the chickens, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I say, spoiled. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to PL, because my dad named LP. They call me PL. So I'm like, PL, you got to go out there and feed the chickens. Got Big Mama, ooh, you can't say that. Big Mama had a whip. It's old school now. Big Mama had a whip, a real whip. but like, you know, she wasn't whooping them. Like, just, you know, just go, you got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But. Started like that. It's like I used to go to Big Grandma's house, you know what I'm saying, just chill. And then she'd be at that, you know, all girls at the house. So I'd go outside, my next door neighbor, Philip, you know what I'm saying, Boot, you know what they call them, Boot, you know what I'm saying. They got chickens, chicken get loose. I'm scared of chickens. They got to chase the chickens. Shit like that, you know what I'm saying, just being a kid, you know what I'm saying. But I was the only boy, you know what I'm saying, at that time.
But with the cars, though, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So you hang around the older cats, you start stealing these, you just straight just on the north side at this point, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the neighborhood. My neighbor, long, okay, we get into that. My next door, my across the street neighbor was Fred Love. You know what I'm saying? He had a basketball goal. He older than me. You know what I'm saying? So I want to go across the street, go play Fred. You know what I'm saying? Pip, you don't go across the street. Well, you go across the street, play Fred. This nigga didn't play basketball, but they older than me. You know what I'm saying? So whatever they doing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like sitting in the ditch playing basketball, whatever, this and that. You know? So you know how they go. You here, but all of a sudden you done went down the street, around the street. Okay, bam. You run across your little partners, little kids, or whatever this and that, but end up being Yogi. You know what I'm saying? David, they stay street sober. You know what I'm saying? But they down there clowning. You know what I'm saying? But bam, all of a sudden, they come look for Evan. Street lights come on. Evan, where Evan at? I got to go. You know what I'm saying?
So Yogi and David Glenn, they had a little bit more.
But like, they
were a little more free. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the neighborhood. But mama picked me up, go back to Northwood, mama. You know what I'm saying? Go back to the manor. Got my partner out there, my foot, Kenny Foot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's when I was in high school. You know, Oak Village. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that was the people I was hanging with. So, but when I fuck up, I ain't dealing with Foot them. I catch the bus. Back to Rollwood. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. I stayed on Delview at the time. So catch the bus. Bus stop right from my house. Dropped a quarter in there. Gone. I think it was 15 cents. You know what I'm saying? Get off the bus. Whoop. Walk down the street. Back in the hood.
So when do you remember the first start seeing like slabs and all that?
Well, Fred Love, you know what I'm saying? My partner Fred Love, man, he's like, they would always be a call, you know, just mess with calls, you know what I'm saying? With the cutting the 6x9s out and all the wood and all that. Just be across the street, just he and it. You sitting over there across the street. Then my daddy had a car lot. See, my daddy had a car lot. So I started driving when I was like, 12? You know what I'm saying? 11, 12. So I'd drive my dad to be like, you know, pull the car out, this and that, run the ditch and all that. Because how the road would made, it's like you run the ditch, like your daddy come out there, bust across your head. You know what I'm saying? Just try to make you how to drive, you know, learn how to drive. I start driving cars. Like, now I'm going to tell you, when you come to driving cars, if a person that drive cars right now, the young niggas with a car, if you don't know how to drive, if you don't know how to put a car in gear, like the old school cars with the, you got to drive the first, the one in the front, first started here, you don't know how to drive. So I learned back then, you know what I'm saying, from my dad's standard ship, learned back then. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
So you was young, learning how to drive, and then you get into stealing cars. So it's like, all right.
No, the stealing car, it wasn't about stealing cars at the time, because like I said, my dad had a car lot. So it's like, everything was like laid out for me. It's just the whole point of you doing what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when the old man ain't there, like I say, he hustled. I didn't know what my daddy do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like he ain't there. So guess what? It's keys to the cars. So I could drive off, whatever this, whatever I do, I do. Know that car be parked back like it's supposed to be. Don't nobody tell on you. But, you know, it's just good. Miss Hattie, my next door neighbor, have a Joe the car, this and that. Oh, shit. Long as it's parked like it's supposed to be, I never knew about it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's how it took off. But, yeah, when it come down to drive, I learned how to drive at an early age. So that's how that happened with driving.
Yeah. Talk about are you seeing, like, when you start hearing the screw tapes and they talking about how the north side is out there, like, talk about when it starts getting into that whole thing of coming to the south side.
That's like way fast forward. That's fast
forward. So what happened? So what's before then? What you doing before then?
Like I say, it wasn't, I really like messing with the south side. I didn't mess with the south side. I didn't know about coming over here, period. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know these people, you know what I'm saying? So, like, the first car I ever, just a slap, like a slap that we was talking about, I ever took myself was, like, from North Line, you know what I'm saying? And that's North Line, you know, we had a mall over there, North Line, the movie, you know what I'm saying? And, like, for me, just crank cars and ride around, whatever, this and that. And by me being my partner, little part of the road, was just like how I used to see things, certain things, cars. It's like the first car I remember, just me, myself, personally, having myself the prank. And I don't know the car, with a car from the north side or south side, but it was a Cutlass. It was like a sky blue Cutlass, had Ricardo's in it. I know now, but you know, it had Ricardo's in it. And it came in, I remember when it pulled up, because we were sitting, as we said, Tink stumbled the car. You know what, I'm sitting in the car, pull up, jamming. The bebop rock, Planet Rock, whatever, he jamming. Blah, 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 got his gal in the
around car. What year is this? What are we talking about?
Oh, shit. This like, well, I was like about 14. So I can't call it a year, but I'm going to say I was like about 14, by 14, going on 15.
In the 80s?
No, this is 90s. The early 90s. The early 90s. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm from 92? No, 93, like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, Going, just firing up cars, just going. I didn't never go to the other side of town, never went to the other side of town. But at the time, they was going to the other side of town. I was just.
David Glenn and Yogi was
going. Yeah, they was doing their thing. I ain't know, you know what I'm saying? But.
So they was already deep. You ain't had no idea. You just out here just. I just. Wherever you find your licks at, yeah, in the area, that's what you're going
to do. And when I kind of caught on to certain things, I'm like, man, okay. So it's like, then my partner Fred across the street, you know what I'm saying? He was more of like, there's certain cars that you see, but Fred already had slap. They was already doing the slap thing. That's what Regals, they had Regal. They were the Regal boys. So I used to get in the car with them and ride, you know what I'm saying, three things. I'm like, man, I want, you know, give me one, you know what I'm saying? But I had the assets already, you know what I'm saying, for us to get a car, but I just had to go to school, stay in school. You see what I'm saying? But it's just, that's how it was for me, you know what I'm saying? Stay in school. If I stay in school, I'm going to get a car. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm going to call my dad, a car lot, automatic. You know what I'm saying? But it's like how it took off, man. It's like we're going to go back to the car that I first got was in Northline parking lot. They would pull up. And he got the car. And he walked in. That shit was crazy. He walked in, went up, and got paid for the movement, whatever. Just never sitting in the car tripping. And I'm trying to remember who was with me. But I think it was Carhead Dre. It was one of the homeboys, man, but we was sitting there tripping. They was like, man, you get the car. I said, man, he didn't cut his lawn off. He didn't hit his lawn. That's from back then. They had the triple lawn, Excalibur. Called it Excalibur lawn. And he didn't never hit his lawn, so it's like a 30-second delay. So by the time you walk up there, you know, the chirp or whatever, however they now, but by the time you get up there, the lawn supposed to come on. But we sitting in the car, like two cars away from the nigga, so it's like, I've been opening the nigga door. And he done went in. So here it is. I'm gone. Nigga, just follow me. Get back to the neighborhood. I don't know what I got, but I know I got something. You know what I'm saying? I know it got a bunch of music again. This nigga, I pull up my friend, Papa Fred, he looking at me crazy. Like, Carl, you got me. You know what I mean? So it's like,
how long was it taking you to get the car? How long was it?
Oh, I can't even call that. That was just like, that's shit, nothing. That's just like you going out there to go get in your car. Gone. You know what I'm saying? It's just gone. It's just, I can't explain this shit, man. It's just 60 seconds. Yeah. More, it's less than 60 seconds. Yeah. It's just, that's what we knew. But it's like, I'm going to say this before anything. We never jacked nobody, robbed nobody. I never jacked nobody, robbed nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because it was always left. It was just, you slipped, you walked off, and then turn around. You turn around, you chase my ass, I'd have ran.
And see, that's the biggest misconception, because you had told me that, is that, you know, what a lot of people were saying, you know, Rose was jacking. Not saying nobody wasn't getting jacked,
right.
Y'all in particular, it wasn't about jacking, it was just stealing cars. Like, yeah. Right, you go
it's
in
called slippers. You slippers built up, and when we was coming up, it was slipping, It's like when we started out in South Park, it was slipping. When we come off over here, when we used to ride off over here, we ride, get off that freeway, you ride down the street, say, Pencil, we pass by, we see a car, candy red, this and that. I'm like, what the fuck? And motherfucker David and motherfucker. And we lurking, you know what I'm saying? But it's like we crunk. We got pistols, you know, we young, but we had it.
But how young are y'all doing this? Like 16, 17?
15, 16.
That young.
You know, oh,
damn.
So like I said, we been over there playing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But when you come on the other side, it's a different. Everything
now y'all
different.
Got to be ready for whatever.
Everything different. Yeah, yeah. It ain't what everywhere whatever. It's just that
the
ain't
unfamiliar
no
territory.
Yeah. And that's like I say, everybody did things different. You know what I'm saying? Because like how it was going down, it was going. And I'm gonna give you one episode. I never forget this shit because David Glenn and Kyrie got into it. And we were coming up here to see David Glenn's cousin, because David Glenn had a cousin in South Park. And that's, anyway, I'm gonna get to that. But David Glenn had a cousin over here that rode motorcycles. I forgot his name. But I remember we rode out here to come see him. We put up at the gas station on Belmar, Belford, at the Exxon. And we put up at the Exxon, and David Glenn had I think he had that red MC. And you know, he, see, that's another thing. He had David Glenn was the type of person to build a car. Slab, he gonna do everything. The shit that was going on in South Park, David Glenn was doing it. Candy Red, this and that, Ricardo, this and that. I'm like, nigga, that's, how you getting all this, what kind of, I don't know that Ricardo's and all this shit, I don't know about this shit. You know what I'm saying? The candy, this and that, David Glenn was David Glenn, you know what I'm saying? But his cousin, South Park, you know what I'm saying? So we rolled over there, I'm trying to tell you this here, fast forward. We pulled up at the gas station. It was me, Kyrie, David Glenn. And David went inside the goddamn store. I never get this shit. I was on the passenger side. And Kyrie was in the back seat. And Kyrie got out the car, got in the car and took off. I'm sitting in the car like tripping. I wasn't tripping because that's what we do. But I'm like, when he burned off, he took off. David come out the store. He looking at what Kyrie at. That nigga just took out the nigga car. What? I'm like, my nigga burned out the car. They mad the motherfucker. I'm sitting like, I'm tripping, because that's why we roll. But I'm like, I don't know he's going for somebody's shit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's local. We come to visit somebody. You know what I'm saying? But Kyrie did that. Nigga went back to the hood. They shot back to the hood. Got to the hood. Kyrie, they over there doing his thing. They got into it. Right there at that point, when I seen them niggas fighting, I was like, the fuck? Them niggas tripped out, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But that would kind of threw my mind off to where, like, nigga, I don't steal from the South. You know what I'm saying? I don't steal, I don't do that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? We can't chill.
Yeah, that one experience had you feeling like, you don't do that over here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But with that being said, as it went on, I just knew on this side of town, this where it's at. Because over here, nigga, we ain't got shit over here. You know what I'm saying? Ain't shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It is, but it ain't. You know what I'm saying? So, like I say, how my mind was like, nigga, y'all fuck me up with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause they home, we her partners, all is cool. You know what I'm saying? But the niggas that got into it behind this nigga, you wrong. He really kind of was wrong doing what he did, but he did it. You know what I'm saying? It happened. There was some shit behind it, but he had to do with me. You know what I'm saying? But from my understanding, I think the nigga had got his wheels back. They be like, nigga, well, that shit was crazy. Nigga got his wheels back because he was going to go see his cousin. Yeah. And it was like, we was right around the corner from the nigga's house, his cousin's house. But there was somebody called. I don't know who called it was, but the nigga got his wheels back. So David made sure he got your wheels back.
So when, I mean, because I mean, of course, you move past that, but when did you actually start coming out here and be like, man, you know what? I'm coming to the South Side.
Oh, oh shit, that there. I don't know, man. It's like, cause like I say, this is due to me, but at the same time, it's like, when that shit kind of like first hit, when I used to come, me myself personally, when I used to ride, I used to come, like I say, when I first started out, I used to ride a motherfucking, like I said, my dad took my car, because I had my first car, my grandma car, my big mama car. because the wheels that I was telling you about, they came from the dude at the goddamn the mall at the Western. They were my first set of wheels. You know what I'm saying? So I got the wheels and put them on the car. I didn't put them on the car. I put them to the side because my daddy was like, once you start school, I'm going to give your grandma a car. He don't know I done bought the fucking car up. The car got wheels on it already. I took the wheels. I took the car to Ernest. I took it to his house. Ernest Fly Rides, called Fly Rides. I took it to him to take the wheels off, just to take the, you know, just to take leave the wheels to put the elbows on for my dad to get off work. So I parked the car behind the house because I was getting ready to go to school. I was gonna get the car. I know I was gonna get the car, and that's why I was telling you how Smiley. I went to Smiley. I ended up going to school, and I got kicked out that day for the fucking pep rally. I remember this shit. It was a pep rally, and I got kicked out of school. And my daddy was like, he was fucked up because he had to come up. He let me in school, then he had to come back and get me. You know what I'm saying? And when he got back to the house, he was like, went off on my ass. He was
you
like,
got kicked out for what? What'd you do?
Smoking a beady. Mm. You know the memory of the beady? Sure, yeah. Smoking the beady and the pep rally. It was the pep rally, man. Smoking the beady, me and Foot. Smoking the beady, man. Foot passed the beady to me. And we had this whole ass nigga called RoboCop, which is a chewing officer. He seen me smoking. Well, he seen the smoke. And our daddy had just left the guidance center, you know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there smoking and smoking out, and they walked back there and grabbed my ass and took me back to the guidance center. And I called my daddy. My daddy came up there, whooped my ass in front of the people, took me back to the house. Man, I had to go to the car lot and wash cars. But he didn't know that the car in the backyard, because he gave me the car because it was my first day in school. He gave me the car, and he didn't know that the car was had wheels on it, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like the next day I would be able to go to school to drive the car, you know what I'm saying? And, shit, my daddy whooped my ass. I cleaned the car and shit, but the next day, the 2 days after that, I done bought the car. It had that bitch on bricks behind the house. My daddy had cars behind the house, you know what I'm saying? Welding truck and all that shit there, but I took the wheels off the car and walked down the street to my partner named Joe 30. Joe 30's sister had a Seville, an old ass Seville. You sit up on this tree, and it rained on the motherfucking everything. And I walked down there, and the car, they wanted $500 for the car. She wanted $500 for the car. And Didi, crazy ass. And she wanted $500 for the car. I gave her $500. And me, Boot, Scarhead Dre, I can't remember who else it was, but we rolled the wheels down from my daddy's house to Joe 30's house. It's right down the street, you know. Rolled the wheels down, crunked the car set up. It was severe. We packed the gas, crunked that motherfucker up, and put it out on the street. She had some A's and Vos, some A's on the car. It was old. And put the elbows on the car. You know what I'm saying? That was like my first slap. Went to Chocolate Town. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time I went to Chocolate Town. The motherfucker whistle. You know, the severe whistle. That's my first, like, slap. You know what I'm saying? Me. You know what I'm saying? Me, myself, personally. But
before it was that, a slant?
No, it was a... It was
just regular Seville.
Seville, yeah.
Man, okay, wait. But... Coming to the south side, though. Talk about when you start coming to the south.
Okay, but the south side, that shit there was like Dreyfus. Like back then, you know what I'm saying? Coming to Dreyfus. We used to ride out here. Just dry-ass ride when it was boomerang. You know what I'm saying? It was boomerang. We used to dry-ass ride out here. Just dry. We come out here and we used to go to boomerang. We used to pass by boomerang, see how boomerang was. But how the starting of the stealing of the cars was the Astrodome, was the cranking up contests and shit like that. When motherfuckers couldn't get in the cranking up contests and shit like that, but that's when we seen a lot of cars. We know a lot of cars used to be at the Astrodome.
The crank it up contest, what's that?
You know, like when back in the game, like when they had the crank it up, the slab contest.
Oh, was it like car show? Gotcha.
Yeah, car show. Yeah. That's when it was the Astrodome, mm-hmm. the Baby Dome, and the Astrodome. Mm-hmm. And the Baby Dome, they used to go to the Baby Dome for the car show. You know, the Astrodome too goddamn big for the car show. And the cars we used to see, if they didn't make it in, they used to come in the Astrodome. So it's like before they even get in that hole, it's like you pay $8 to get in. Hey, Candyland. It's Candyland. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that's why I say I didn't know. We didn't know. I ain't gonna say I didn't know. We didn't know who cars we was taking. But anybody, it's not our car. It's not from the other side of town. So it's like anything that was over there gonna move. And it got four wheels. It got there. Y'all got the car. It's gone.
So when y'all start, y'all come to the South, y'all start stealing. How are you feeling when it start getting out on the screw tapes about them saying like North Side?
Oh, when I started hearing this shit, that shit was crazy because I really didn't catch it. I didn't catch on to it because it was so many. The great tapes, I seen the great tapes all day, you know, because back then, like when Stick One was talking about the wood grain remote control, it was like, you know, everybody called. When we had, it was like the cars was plentiful. We was instead of getting cars. We didn't know what fucking cars they was. It was just cars, but it was elbows, you know what I'm saying? And like how I was, I had so many elbows at the time because when I get them, I break them down and keep mine, you know what I'm saying? But it's like the people that rolled with me, the people that went with me, it's like when you go, it's like, hey, you get this, I'm going to get this. The next time you get this, I get this. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was supposed to be. But with David Glenn, it was different. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, that's him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're going to get what you're going to get. But at the same time, it's like, he the muscle. It's like, I ain't saying he the muscle like that, but it's like how he rolls. Hey.
So what's the difference between you, your style, David Glenn style, and Yogi style, if you had to say? Because David Glenn was more the muscle.
You know what I'm saying? When I say about the muscle, it's like David Glenn. It's like, you can't tell him, I ain't going to say you can't tell him shit, but he's like, he's straight to the point. You know what I'm saying? If you fuck with him, y'all locked in. You don't fuck with him, you feel any kind of flaw with him, you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, y'all for the fight, whatever, your old ass nigga, whatever they fighting, y'all cool. If y'all fighting, y'all win or whatever, just y'all cool. You a hoe, he gonna call it out. Nigga, you get your bitch ass on, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, with me and him, we were so cool to where like we just, what's up? Do. You know what I'm saying? Yoga passed. Yoga, it was 18 when he got killed. You know what I'm saying? But it's like all us were together. It was just us three. And then we just picked, like, I ain't gonna say we picked, it was like whoever was around the hood, just ride, just go. Let's go. Yoga was that quiet.
See, I was young. Abel was a damn fool. He riding backwards, hitting switches and all that.
That shit, it was the, because everything I got, it's like the cars I used to get. Long story short, I ain't pay for nothing. Like a car, I ain't never bought no car. I ain't never bought no slab. Because everybody wanted wheels. So a nigga built his whole car. Nigga over here bought marble paint, this and that. Sam, you got some wheels? Yeah, nigga, I got some wheels. Man, when I get paid, this man, nigga, that whole marble, nigga, what you want for that whole? Man, I got some wheels. Man, look here, I give you two sets of wheels, but that's how I bought the cars. But I ain't never rode no hood caps, period. Hmm. I always had a car. It was always a slab. Any kind of car I bought was wheels on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but like David Glenn built cars. Yogi built cars before he got killed. You know what I'm saying? But I never got into it.
Because were you ever coming out here to, like, did you ever see like Stick or Corey Blunt or any of these guys?
I didn't. I used to see their car, because everybody's car was different. But when niggas popping trunk and all that shit used to throw me off, man. I was like, what the fuck? That shit go to dance, and I was like, what the fuck? I want one of them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? I want one, you know what I'm saying? But I had shit over there already, but it's like, who is them? You know what I'm saying? It's like, for a person to get caught slipping, it's like how I rode. It's like I was paying attention to, like, I look at a lot of your interviews, but the interview that kind of stuck with me was Stick Once, the interview. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know them people. You know what I'm saying? That's like I say with KK and Dez.
Because I think you were telling me how you were going to get one of Dez's cars or something?
No, I was locked up. I was locked up with Dez.
You locked up with Dez, okay.
Okay, I was locked up with Dez. And we was in the Fed. We was in Three Rivers. And we was in the barbershop. And I had a partner named Skillet Ear. You know, they had time, Skillet Ear. We was in the barbershop. And over here, they had a guy named Brock and Pop.
Yeah, 3-4 action, yeah.
Okay, Brock. I met Brock, I ain't met Pop, because Pop had got transferred. I think his name was Pop. Because he had got transferred. Got transferred to Oakdale when I got there. But when I got in the yard, it was Brock, Pop, the people that I remember, because I got transferred, because, you know, I got shot, like I got transferred. But it was Brock, Pop. Well, Brock, I ain't met Pop, but Brock, Pig, Keith Babin, you know what I'm saying? These people that I remember, you know what I'm saying? That when I went to the barbershop, I went to the barbershop, and Skilly Lil was crunk. He was crunk, man. Chris Lil was crunk, man. Come on, get your haircut. I'm like, man, get a haircut. We went to get a haircut. And we sitting there, and Dez was in there, Dez talking shit. I love Dez. Dez was crabby crunk. Man, what's up, baby? Ooh, Dez just flies, motherfucker. So Dez was talking to him. You know, like I say, you know, we in prison. So it was a day that we had went to the barbershop, and I think, I don't know who brought that picture book. Somebody brought a picture book. I think it probably been Brock. Because Brock used to cut hair in the barbershop. And he brought that picture book. And he brought a picture book. It was a day. It was a Saturday. I remember it was a Saturday because it was like everybody could get the haircuts and shit. And it was like open, the yard open. So we went up to the barbershop and they had that picture book in there. And Skid Lil was sitting there. Skid Lil had like 30-something years, but Skid Lil OG, you know what I'm saying, from Hardy. And he was like, man, this little Al right here, man. I'm like, damn, man, I'm cutting my name. You know, I'm sitting there tripping. And I don't know if KK went there. I don't think KK was there, though. But anyway, they passed his picture book around. So they passed the picture book around. And I had picture books from my little partner, my homeboy, Joe Thurlow. Everybody sent me pictures. But my picture book was weak compared to theirs. You know what I'm saying? So when they started sending the picture book around, I'm looking at the picture book. And Skid Lil was like, they passed the picture books around. They talking about, they ended up Brock them talking about slab and all the shit there, this nigga coming down, this nigga. And I'm sitting there, little old, I'm a little old baby motherfucker. I probably weighed by 130. You know what I'm saying? The boy, big boys. I'm sitting there looking at them. All the brown, that whole short, starched up. I'm looking. The book came around. And Skid Lil was sitting outside. We say, Ab, what you see there? That's what I love about Skid Lil. Skid Lil, what you see? What you see that you knocked down? It was funny how you said this shit. I'm looking at the book. Ab, we flipping the book. I'm looking, I'm pointing cars out. But I ain't saying that. I'm showing Skid Lil. I'm like, Skid Lil looking at me. I'm like, yeah, we knocked it. We got that one. So it came to the book. It came to Dez. Dez had a black Suburban with a wood grain script on the side with some blades on it. And I seen that truck. When I seen the truck, Dez was standing up. He was standing up over me. And he was like, looking at the truck. And I was like, I pointed at the motherfucker. Dez was like, Dez said, man, you seen, man, you know about that? I said, man, hey, yeah, I remember that truck, you know what I'm saying? Like, I trip on Dez, because Dez was like, man, you know that truck? I said, man, that's when I started talking. Dez was like, man, you know about the truck? I said, man, because the truck on the album cover. It's on the Biden Boys album cover. I said, Dez, man, I said, that's your truck? He was like, yeah, man, that was my truck. I said, man, check it out. I said, yo, me and my homeboy named Johnny Boy Randy, we was in a Suburban. We was in Carrington's, and OST?
South Main.
Okay, we were riding on South Main. And it was a motel over there. I forgot the name of the motel, but it's like one of them high-dollar-ass motels. And Dez, long story short, the Suburban was parked in the stall or whatever. And I climbed up on the Suburban. I put the fire motherfucker up. I climbed up on it, and I hooked up the gear linkage. You know, and when I'm fucking with I cut the lawn off already. And I was up under the truck, the motherfucker, it was Dez's truck, the motherfucker was on the ground. I was up under that motherfucker, Johnny Boy and Randy. I think his brother was in the truck, Sam. And I'm in that motherfucker, I'm up under Dez's truck. We was in a Suburban parked on the side of Dez's truck. And I'm up under that motherfucking truck, I unhooked the gear linkage. I already shut the lawn down. So I unhooked the gear linkage. So, you know, the truck for the road, you know, for the grid to push the truck off, because we couldn't crank the motherfucker. We were going to push it and drop the motherfucker. And some motherfucker come running out the goddamn, around the corner from the goddamn motel. That was in the motel. I know he know what I'm talking about. He ran, because he remember, he fucked me up. I fucked him up. He ran around the corner, nigga ran. I never forget, because he had some black socks on, some black Nike socks on. I was laying up under the truck. And when he came up on the truck, I thought he was going to get in the truck and crank the truck up. So when he stuck his key in the goddamn door, I grabbed the nigga leg. The nigga shot out. When I said that shit to Dez, that nigga Dez was in the barbershop. We was in the barbershop and nigga bust out the barbershop. Man, hold up, man. You know, that's Dez.
Dez be crunk. That bitch. Yeah.
Dez, he say, man. He run out the barbershop. I was like, yeah, nigga, I was up under your truck. That nigga was like, damn, man. Ever since then, me and Dez, I fuck with Dez, you know what I'm saying? Dez was like, "Lad, man, you a motherfucker, dog." And that's when it came to, I was like, dog, whatever y'all niggas hustle, nigga. We stole cars, nigga. That was my hustle, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I got out. I didn't know who the fuck y'all was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know who KK was. KK was cool, quiet, the motherfucker. But KK was cool and the motherfucker when I was down there, you know what I'm saying? KK, you know what I'm saying? When I got out, dead in, and KK dead in, fuck it, dead in, you know what I'm saying? But it's KK, look KK on the picture. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I started seeing him, like, I ain't never seen him since he been on, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's KK, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all crossed paths when y'all was locked up.
we was in the unit together.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We was always in the unit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we was in Three Rivers. So a lot of us met in Three Rivers. So I got transferred because I got shot. I had an open wound.
Wait. So you was in there, you, KK, Big Dez, all y'all in the same time?
Yeah, we was in the same unit. You know, we was on the same yard.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Dez, KK, Keith Babbin, I'm trying to remember the people that I know that were from South Park, Mr. Cooper, you know what I'm saying? It's some old school cats, you know what I'm saying? But it was a little like, I got transferred because of my situation. I got shot, but see, everybody think I got shot. The nigga shot me in the street. The nigga shot me in the street, yeah, but at the same time, but I had an open wound. I got
so you went to jail shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to jail. I went to the feds. Said, my case was death of government property. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I ended up going fed. You know what I'm saying? It's like I went to the feds, death of government property. You know what I'm saying? I stole the FBI car. Broke an FBI car with some guns and shit like that. That's how I went fed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I went through that motherfucker, that's how I ended up meeting them. You know what I'm saying? It's like I started out in Three Rivers. So when I left from Three Rivers, then I got transferred. You know what I'm saying? I went up top. You know what I'm saying? Up Springfield, Missouri, Rochester. You know what I'm saying? In other words, I did most of my time upstate, up top. So. Yeah.
What about, did you take Corey Blunt Suburban or something like that?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago, but yeah.
What was that at? Like, talk about that. How did you?
I ain't know who the fuck, I know that truck in this.
You ain't know who it was. You just knew, this is a Suburban I want.
Man, I remember that man, my partner, Scarhead Dre. We was sitting in the car.
Where were y'all? What was that?
It was Hobby Airport. It was a motel right by Hobby. And it was like, we was sitting in the car, man. It took us like, I ain't gonna say, it didn't take no time to take the car, but it was like how shit was going at the time. It was like the car kept screaming, but I don't know, man. Like, when I snapped and realized, this is a fucking airport, nigga. Every time that motherfucking plane take off, I can handle my business. You know what I'm saying? So when I snapped, it was about like 4 o'clock in the morning when the nigga finally got him. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, it was crazy. But I didn't know who Chuckie was, but it's like, yeah. Motherfucker clowned up on that motherfucker, same way with Dez shit. It's just that Corey never came out, you know what I'm saying? But nigga pushed that shit off, went around the corner. Whoop, flatlined his ass. I ain't trying to say it like that, but took it, because I went for the ticket back, because I had an Impala. I had a 72 Impala, I had Dayton's on it. And I was pushing his truck, I pushed it. His bitch had a wreck truck got behind me, so I couldn't push it to the hood, because I had to push it called Ship Channel. Yeah, I ended up taking a bitch around the corner and took all the shit out that motherfucker. Let me ask some shit in that motherfucker. Corey, I had some shit in that motherfucker, man. I had some shit in that motherfucker. Man, he ripped me.
Talk about, because, I know you were doing all that, but at the same time, though, y'all were one of the first ones at Swiss House?
Oh, with the Swiss House thing, man, that shit crazy. Because it's like, as we talking about this shit. Because
it started in Rosewood. That's just,
Yeah. All that shit started, but like how it crunk up, that shit was crazy because how we was hustling. It's like we was winning for shit. We get back. It's like how the tape. I don't know how that shit went, but like when a nigga grabbed the tape, when I was coming across. As I was talking to you, one time, I was telling you about Pat Carr. You know what I'm saying? It was that blue car, but see, Pat Carr was red. You know what I'm saying? All his car was red. You know, I know that. But it was a 7 Deuce. And like I think they say KK had the car, a couple people had the car. I don't know who called actually.
Which color was the 7 Deuce?
It was blue.
That's 380.
Okay, but I don't know. But that car got stolen like 3 times.
KK had a green one.
It was like two times because it got stolen 2 times. Because the first time I got it, it had the surround sound shit in it and all this shit. That bit was nice. That bit was real nice. You know, that's where all the tapes come from. There's a bunch of tapes in that motherfucker. And when I got back to the hood, it's like I was doing my thing with the car. But all the tapes was fucking vanished. But I remember that one tape. There was one tape, and that one tape was like talking about us. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to the tape, and I never found the tape again. But it was like that motherfucker said, "We know where you stay in your Rosewood." I was like, "What the fuck?" And that shit rung a bell on me. I was like, "So bam!" It's like with Michael Watts, that shit was crazy because at that time, it's like Watts was doing his tapes, but like Watts used to make the bullshit ass tapes at K Bargain. We used to wake him up in the morning at nighttime. Then wake him up in the morning because he was a DJ and go fuck with him. That was Sega Genesis. That go to show you how long ago that was. Sega Genesis. We come there to play the game and bullshit. Yoga and that motherfucker high. Fucking around with the Sega Genesis. I'm fucking with the man equipment. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out how to make this tape, this and then the watch to get up. Man, God, what y'all doing? We play something. make some, I'm gonna let y'all record something, man. So we would record shit, and actually it got put down. He like, man, I'm gonna sell the Cape Organ. I'm gonna sell it. So I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, nigga, like he was saying, like he said to himself, you know what I'm saying? The shit that we was saying and we was making, I never seen. Now, don't get me wrong, I heard one of our tapes because we made it, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, you know, that's just a diamond in the rough because the motherfucker had it and it played in my car a couple of times. It's like, we young, nigga. Where my motherfucking tape at? Where my tape at? It's gone, you know what I'm saying? But I never seen it again. But like I say, we young. I don't know, like, what, 14, 15, you know what I'm saying? It's little. Screw tape was great. His shit was Maxwell, something else, you know what I'm saying? Had the shit on, he was selling like a cable, you know what I'm saying? But I remember him making the tapes, and at the end of the tapes was supposed to be our freestyle. But our freestyle never came, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I heard my tape, but I never, me, Yogi, it was me, Yogi, David. But I never actually, I heard us in my tape deck, but us being at that age, smoking and doing what we doing, it's like we switching cars and shit like, and then get my tape. It's gone. You know what I'm saying? But like as he said, he got them hoes.
From what I heard, you know, they started, you know, the Swisher house that everybody knows was the Northside 7, Northside 8.
Yeah.
But before that was y'all.
Man. Yeah. And like I said, but that's what pissed me off. That's what kind of put me into where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dog, I know you. You know me. I got your phone number. I call you right now. You answer the phone. I was like, what's up, Adam? I'm like, what's up, baby? Nigga, I don't know Slim Thug. I don't know him. David Glenn, he say David Glenn is cousin. David Glenn mama say they cousin somewhere down the line. You know what I'm saying? David Glenn mama, I talk to David Glenn mama like not every day, but you know, I see her all the time. You know, her birthday was just a week ago. You know what I'm saying? But it's like David Glenn's still down there. You know what I'm saying? If that's your people, that's just like with Pimp C. When Pimp C was down there, man, people looked out for Pimp. You know what I'm saying? David Glenn down there right now. Who looking out for David Glenn? That's my partner. You know what I'm saying? It's like still to this day, it's like I ain't got nothing to help him. You know what I'm saying? His, you know, he down there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? This G.I. Joe. You know what I'm saying? He been down there. He done went through the battles and all that shit, fighting the south side, north side, this and that. I ain't a stain on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how to be in jail and chill. Ain't nobody pull up on me. They don't get me wrong. You come up on me, I'm fuck you off. But that's the whole point. Ain't nobody never came to me. You know what I'm saying? Aggressive or nothing like that. Because I'm like, I'm cool. I fuck with everybody. That's how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fuck with. I come to the south side. I come over here and fuck with everybody that I know. Like when I started coming over here, I used to come over here and fuck with Metro, Big Metro. You know, Big Metro throw the block parties over here. I used to come over here and fuck with Big Metro. I got shot on Belmar. You know what I'm saying? So that shit happened.
Okay, wait. So when you get shot, are you still in the car? Obviously, you're on Belmar.
Yeah. I was me and my little partner Hodges. He gone, R.I.P. Hodges. That's my nigga Hodges, man. That's my nigga Hodges, dog. Because Hodges cut from a different cloth, because he from Fifth Ward. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Rollwood. But it's like, everybody in my neighborhood didn't roll with me. You know what I'm saying? You done got put on. If you were with me during my times, you had a chance to come down. That nigga Hodges, that one time, he came down by himself. You know what I'm saying? I'll never forget. One time, he went with me one time. He went by, we won for something, came back. I said, man, I got the wheels. He said, all right. Next day, went back, boom, bam. I got the music, he got the wheels. Hodges kept his wheels, he went back by himself. Came back, next day he came see me. He pulled up on me in a pink Monte Carlo. I never forget, he bought that bitch from a Mexican. That bitch was sitting on like a big wheel. That bitch had elbows on it. Bitch, what's up? Bitch, what a pretty ass. I missed that nigga, man. He pretty money. Bitch wore a Ren Street. Lahaji, man, that's my nigga, man. He came, man, what's up, Apple? This. I'm like, man, baby, what's up? What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? But at that time, bam, I don't know how life went, man, but I ended up going to jail, got caught up, you know what I'm saying, with the feds shit. And he
so when you off. When you, because you went to jail shot, did you get shot doing that when you were still in the feds?
I got shot, like, I was fucking out. I was on Belmar when I got shot. Now, he had did an interview with Top Dog. I always thought it was Top Dog that shot me. It wasn't Top Dog. It was a nigga named Greg. You know what I'm saying? I found out. You know what I'm saying? And Greg, I guess, was on that street. He stayed on that street or whatever. But we was fucking around. And I had bought a El Camino from this old man, $900. And I was finna boat that bitch. I was like a damn fool. But I had wheels, but me being how I was, you know, I supposed to ride with my people. But I ended up going off over there by myself, me and Hodge. And I bought the car from that old man for $900. And by the time I got out there, I bought the car. It's like me and you. I bought a car from you. Like, man, okay, it's good. This and that, this and that. But the alternator, the car, that day, the car, the lights, when I cut the lights on, the car killed. So the car was dead. So me being me, instead of going fire up a car, go tell somebody to come pick me up, I just went around the corner because I knew it's a car that we going to get. You know what I'm saying? And I walked around the corner and I seen the car. I'm like, I'm going to get that bitch right now. Because I was elbows. Everything I'm going to get going to be on some elbows. I ain't finna steal nothing. This is some elbows. Then I'm on Southside. So anyway, long story short, I went over there and me and Hodge walked around the corner. And I'm sitting there telling the nigga, I'm finna get this bitch, nigga. Don't trip. I got it. He's like, all right, he got his pistol. I got my pistol. But I left my pistol in the car because I had some warm up on, some pants on. He was like, nigga, go on. How you been there? I went to go fucking with this car, man. I cut the lawn. I was fucking with the lawn. And Hodge, that's my nigga, man. He kept telling me, come on. Like, nigga, hold up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But when I bought that car from that man, it was a key. He gave me one key to the car. And I had these warmer pants on. And I was sitting there fucking with the car. And Hodge, instead of fucking with me, telling me, come on, come on, come on, come on. And the key that I had was in my pocket. It fell in the car, in the crack of the ground. Because the yard that I was in, the ground was cracked up. You know how driveway be cracked mm-hmm. up. But the key had fell in the ground. So Hodge, before he called me about three times, man, come on, nigga, because we high, tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all boys just be out there fucking around with that weight, huh?
Oh, yeah. That was them days. Them thick, we was the green monsters.
Wait. So y'all boys was getting dipped and going hit the licks?
Well, it was like at that time, that was the thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, I ain't going to say it was like that's what it was, but that was the trend back then. Yeah. That's what it was. Because we'll come from Southport. We don't get me wrong, we had it over there, but we ride out here and we buy, you know, like I said.
Oh, so y'all would come get the dip right here and hit the lick?
Yeah, that's automatic. Cause that's
everything right here.
Yeah. Murderwood, Boomerang, all that shit connected. Keep on going. Keep on riding. Smoke one. What's her name? Faye. All these people I went to school with. We was in TYC together and all this shit. There. It's like, that shit was crazy. But it happened how it happened. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's how I met a lot of people and knew a lot of people, like off of, not Hersheywood, man, what's that boy name, man? The green-ass eyes, man. Henry Allen. Henry Allen, me and him was in, we was locked up together right here. There was a little place we was locked up. We used to catch the bus, because we was, you know, bad motherfuckers. But the bus route used to take us through Southport. They take, you know, God sent us, we was bad. So they take us through Southport, then they take us to the north side. But that's how I got cool with a lot of people in South Park, you know what I'm saying, for us kids-wise. Mm-hmm. But as we got older, I still go out there and fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's when they had the Pink Savoys right there on Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? I don't remember them street names, but I know how to get to them, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of them people, you know what I'm saying, I grew up with them, you know what I'm saying? As we got older, I was coming out there to fuck with them. But two streets over, slabs. I ain't coming over there to steal their cars. I'm just coming over there. As I turn the corner, I be left. Niggas that ride with me, like David Glenn, Yoga, somebody be like, damn, nigga, who you know over here? Man, I come from my partner Henry. We turn two corners, slab over here. Did that come all the way back to IJ? You know what I'm saying? IJ, remember talking about IJ? My nigga David Glenn, nigga David Glenn got IJ. I never get that shit. IJ, man. IJ, that's why I say, well, IJ had a bad motherfucker, man. Stick was talking about IJ. IJ had that white, what that fucking truck? That Blazer, Trailblazer. They got a white Trailblazer. That bitch was bad. David Glenn, after that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? He got him. You know what I'm saying? Cause his house was fenced in. Whatever, man, David Glenn got to some bitch, man. I never get that shit, dog, because it's like, that's one thing, that's what I'm saying about David Glenn. That's why I say I'm bringing him up all the time, because how he hustled, when we went somewhere, it's like me and him right now. We go somewhere, I can't leave without him. He can't leave without me. It's still to the day, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we was. So with David Glenn, when you're in the car with him, you there. You know what I'm saying? If you don't do it, when you get back, you old ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? You ain't ride with him no more. That's how Glenn was. You see what I'm saying? So it's like when you with him, that's it. Ain't nothing to be said. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I say, you got to cut yourself away from him. But that's like, I didn't cut myself away from him. It's just that how things went, because he going to go regardless.
So what he ended up going down for?
Well, David went to jail for, well, basically what happened, he ended up shooting in the crowd, and it killed the little boy. And it was a bunch of shit behind it. I didn't really know what happened, the whole scenario behind it, but I knew when I came back from Draper's, when I came back to Fifth Ward, the people that was over there, that's when out there, they were a apartment called Swiss Village. But everybody, when I pulled up to the park, because at the time, that's when they had that video, Let Me Roll. That's when Jason Leary's The Move was being made. Okay, and it was Tuffley Park. And when I came back from South Park, when I came back from Dreyfus, I had the Monte Carlo. I called it with Denzel Washington. I had the Monte Carlo. I pulled back in the park when I came back off over here. And I didn't know that shit had just happened. You know, David had shot somebody. When I pulled through there, motherfucking girls like, damn, keep on going, keep going. I'm like, what's up? Now I got sticks in the car. I'm high. I'm like, we just better go down. He's like, man, you need to keep going, keep going, keep going. Like, then I seen niggas walking up, and I'm gonna give a fuck about them. I'm just, they told me to keep going. This one, Scarface had that, The World Is Mine. The World Is Mine, that album cover. See, I had the Rap-A-Lot poster. You know, when he had the posters coming out, it was a Rap-A-Lot poster like this here. And The World Is Mine, see, the face of the Rap-A-Lot, I had it, like the Rap-A-Lot had Rap-A-Lot, but I cut it out on my windshield, because all my cars were tinted. So when I pulled through the park, like, I guess everybody thought it was Rap-A-Lot or whatever, but you know, Rosewood, small ass neighborhood, but it's like, when I pulled through there, the girls were like, keep going, keep going, keep going. I'm like, fuck. So I kept on going. I went to the neighborhood. As I'm going to the hood, it's like, me and Hodge in the car. It's my nigga. We in the car. We ride. I'm like, what the fuck they tripping on, nigga? Beeper. I got a beeper. Beeper going off. I'm like, what the fuck going on, man? But we hide the motherfucker, though. We ride. So when I come across 16, this was before Homestead. See, Homestead only had one bridge back then. Then they got another bridge. But when I was coming across the bridge, I seen a helicopter hanging over the, you know, like, over the neighborhood. I'm coming across the bridge. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm in my zone. But I'm like, the fuck?
You still, shit, but you're putting this together or something, ain't right.
Yeah, shit happening. So at this time, I'm coming across the bridge, me and Hodge riding. Wasn't no Whataburger there. We coming across the motherfucker. And when we came down, that's when Homestead was, a four-lane street. So as we coming, Man and Stanker, guys out there, Man and Stanker, they had a detail shop out there, which is now WB's call out. You know what I'm saying? But it was a four-way, you know, it's a four-way street. As I'm coming down, I see motherfucking Spencer, the one that she just got to talking to. He was like, man, go to the hood. Man, them pointing, like telling me, like pointing, like go that way. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? But the helicopter's like hanging over the hood. You know, I'm like, I say, I'm young, man. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I went through the hood. I rolled down Carruthers, past Darren, went through Darren, and went to Elbert. Right now, man, we wild. So I'm driving fast as a motherfucker, swinging, elbow, beating. I'm going to tell you what I was jamming, Spice One. You know, Spice One days. Man, I'm riding, and I'm coming down Elm, and I stayed on Touchstone. And as I passed over Touchstone, I seen like 8 loud cars, like facing this way. And I stayed like 5 streets away from the bus stop. So I passed by my street, I see the loud cars. I'm like, damn, I turned the music down. Because I got a store that's called Joe's. So I pull up at Joe's. I pull up at Joe's store. The what's name right there? The station wagon right there. You know, they had, Yoga had a station wagon that was tinted up, elbows, rolls, fifth, grill, scraps. You know what I'm saying? But they was in the station wagon. And I pull up, and I see the station wagon. And I see them niggas, like, I see the station wagon there. And, like, I pull up, and I go to the store, pull up on the store, and I go inside the store. And it was Kyrie, I think it was Kyrie and Dre that was in the store. And I walked in, this guy named Shorty that run the store. And I went there to get a razor blade for a sweet, you know, to cut the sweet open. And when I walked pulling from the store, when I go inside the store, I'm like, man, what the fuck y'all niggas did, nigga? What's going on? So as I'm talking to them, the law running the store. So this shit like a movie, but it's like it's happening. You know what I'm saying? I walk in the store, what the fuck y'all niggas did? You know what I'm saying? Man, we were loud coming out, going out. Like Shorty standing behind the counter. Shorty like, he grabbed them, and he was like telling the law man, no, he just walked in the store. You know, he just walked in the store. So when he grabbed them, and I walk out the store, my car parked right there in the front. When I walked out the store, them niggas on the ground with bags behind their hands. Hmm. And I'm looking, I'm like, I'm dumbfounded. You know what I'm saying? So when I walk, I get in my car, and I get in the car, I tell Haji, I'm like, man, what the fuck? And Haji to push the goddamn sticks inside the goddamn the vent. You know, the vent, the air conditioner vent. So I'm like, man, what's up? He said, man, motherfucker, police pull up out of nowhere. So I'm like, dog, what the fuck? I said, I'm gonna go around the corner and see what the fuck going on. So I went around the corner, and I go around the corner, and we put around the corner to this nigga boot camp house. And David Glenn was there. And he was in, I never forget, he was in like a 7 Deuce. Nigga from City Gas, probably one of my partners from City Gas. He was in the back seat of the car. I'm like, man, I'm gonna go to my house, He shot out. When he shot off, I was like, fuck, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? Dude, that's when I found out, you know what I'm saying? That he fucked around and shot the little boy, you know what I'm saying, in the park.
Was there some beef going on, or was he out there just tripping? Or like,
what? Well, it was, but from my understanding, what happened, the car, see, the little car Yoga had, they had a lawn on it, and it used to cut off. The car used to cut off. And so I guess they went to the park. I didn't know what happened, but I know when they went to the park, and like I said, they had that video going on. They had the video, that shoot going on. And David Glenn, I guess he was into it with somebody in Field War. I didn't know at the time. He was into it with a dude named Maurice. But the car had cut off, and everybody walked up on the car. And by David Glenn being who he is, you know, he get motherfucker away from the car, from my understanding, nigga, he threw that thing out the car, hit that bitch, ah! He shot in the crowd, Down the motherfucker. I don't know, but that's what I was told, you know what I'm saying? Killed the little boy, you know what I'm saying?
So how, okay, man, when does Yogi get killed? Does he get killed?
No, Yogi got killed. I was going to the Fed then. Yogi had can't see me. He can't see me. I was already in process of getting ready to go. You know what I'm saying? But Yogi had can't see me.
Wait. Before we do that, though, because when you get shot, though, you know what I'm saying? Because you go to jail shot. What happened when you getting shot to go to jail? Or that was what you was talking about when you was over there in South Park on Belmont.
Yeah, they didn't have nothing to be going to jail.
But you said you was in jail shot, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I had an open wound. My leg, my wound, it never closed.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my wound never closed. You know what I'm saying? So I got shot in South Park. That happened. For me being, you know how that go? You know what I'm saying? I was doing wrong. Mm-hmm. Bam. Motherfuckers try to take me down. Here I am. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I was out of there. Motherfuckers pull up on me. Yeah. Try to hit. I ain't go.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? But like I say, God blessed me to put where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, that happened. And I had an open wound, and like in the process of that year going, it's like I ended up going to jail on some other shit. And this right here was still open, you know what I'm saying? So it was like,
gotcha.
How that shit.
Gotcha. Happened. So okay, so Yogi come to see you. You were saying?
Oh yeah, he came see me. When he came to see me, it was like that shit was crazy. It was the Capitol Beach. No, it was the Bayo Classic. He came see me on the Bayo Classic. I was incarcerated already, but he came pulled up on me, and he was like, and they were hiding motherfucker. He came. It was like 1301. 1301 jail. I was in tank cell and shit. It was like visitation. I'll never get this shit. Visitation was over with. It's like some shit guard. Man, that shit was crazy. But visitation was over with. Like 9 o'clock visitation. They were like, Jones, you got a visit. I'm like, the fuck? You know, my mama, who the fuck come see me? You know what I'm saying? 9 o'clock at night, you know what I'm saying? Visitation over. Yogi came see me, man. That shit was crazy. He coming to that motherfucker. He beating on the window. What's up, baby? Man, I miss you, hoe. This and that. He fucking me up with this shit. I'm like, man, what's up, nigga? Nigga, I just came from, what a fucking, he just came from a bio class, nigga. I broke them whole ass niggas out. I'm like, what's up, man? Nigga, I got blades on one side. I got elbows on the other side. Nigga, he had a priest. And they on my side in the parking lot, nigga. And it was funny because I was sitting in the cell and I heard something beating. You know, a call. You know, you get called and shit. But I was 1301 back there, man. And I was on the 8th floor. And he was like, bitch, because it was crazy, man. Because I was in jail, man. The lawman was cool as a motherfucker. He was like, man, your homeboy out there tripping, man. Come see him. Talk to him. So I talked to White Shirt. You know, this motherfucker that been in the county jail, White Shirt back there. I was cool. I was going to the Fed, so I was already out of there. So Yoga was talking. He coming there. I never get up. It was the last day. And they were coming there crying and shit. You hide the motherfucker, man. Man, I miss your whole dude. Man, boy, that nigga going to pay you. Nigga. I'm like, so anyway, the business station went on about his business. And the next day, I swear to God, that shit crazy. The next morning, I was sitting in a cop and shit. They made the cop, this old school man, and they always asked me to use my hot pot. And I got up and I went to my TV. The TV was right in the front by where I was. And he plugged me. He said, you want some coffee? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna coffee. And I walked out there, man. I started looking at the fucking news, man. I'm looking at the news, man. And it was like, motherfucker, you know, it was saying the person got shot, killed, or such and such. He got killed in a room. Like, I guess he was trying to. the way I seen it on TV, he was like in the process of trying to steal something. You know what I'm saying? And I know how he rocked. You know what I'm saying? He seen something. It was a U-Haul. Basically, what happened, from my understanding, he was trying to fuck with a U-Haul or whatever, and he got jammed up in the corner. Like, he was for the run, and, like, the loud man, rookie-ass loud, shot him. But it was in the corner where he was trying to fuck with the U-Haul. And as he took off running, the loud man said he had an object in his hand, which was a screwdriver. And it shot him dead. But I'm saying it to say, when I seen the goddamn, the torque, when they showed the picture, you know, you see the motherfucker get shot or killed. That shit crazy, man. Yoga had just came, see me. Yoga had on some Jordans, some motherfucking red and black Jordans. He had some brown motherfucking nautical pants on. Had some brown nautical pants on. Had some red, green, you know how a nautical shirt is. Red, mm-hmm. green, yellow nautical shirt. And that motherfucking, when they showing the goddamn TV on TV, when they shooting it, when I seen the torque blew up, I seen them Jordans. I knew that was that nigga. Man, that shit fucked me up. And you know, you gotta wait in the county. You gotta wait for the phone to come on. Man, I'm sitting waiting on the phone. I knew that ain't this nigga. I know this shit ain't. I know I'm tripping. Man, but this shit was reality, man. I wait for the phone to come on, man. I was talking to this girl named Miley. I was talking to Miley, and Yoga was talking to a girl named Patsy, the homegirl. And I called her phone, because she was going to Forestville. As soon as I called her phone, she was crying. I already knew. That shit fucked me up, man. That shit happened just like it was no more Yoga, my nigga. It was like, that was it. Like, that was it, man. It's like, that was my life going to the feds. That was it.
David Glenn go in, you go in, Yoga get killed.
I swear to God, that's how it happened. I did 12 years. I went to jail, I did 12 years, my nigga. I went left when I was 18, came home, I was 32. That's it. I missed all my goddamn 20s.
Oh, yeah.
All of them. I missed all my 20s.
Well, you said you went in when you was 18.
Yeah, when I was 18. So Angle Bush, it's like me talking about this shit right now before I even sum up or whatever. It's like the people that I roll with, the people that I know, that kind of like know where I'm at with this shit right now. It's like with, like Fred Love, that's who kind of like got me started. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Like for the slab, like I kind of like go off of him. You know what I'm saying? Like when it come down to high, right now, man, I fuck over you with a slab. I'll build a slab in your face because I don't have the money to do that. But at the same time, I got a car that'll fuck over anybody right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I know how I am. You know what I'm saying? Because the people I've been around, Fred Love, Ernest, Byron Mack, Big Dion, these people that I can call off the rip. You know what I'm saying? I know it can help me or be a lookout for me. Like, you good, man. This and this and that. But it's like, these my OGs. You know what I'm saying? And they still out here doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? You got people in Northwood, man. Kenny Foot, like I told you, that's when I was going to school. That's my day ones. You know what I'm saying? You got people in Trinity Garden, like Slaughter, Slaughter, Trinity Garden, Slaughter, mm-hmm. D. You know what I'm saying? People like them. Then the people I raised up when they first started Criminal Element, you know what I'm saying? I was right there. You know what I'm saying? It's like they had the little warehouse. Like, you got your warehouse over there in Federal Road. You know what I'm saying? The six folds and all that there when they first started. You know, I was gone, but I was there. You see what I'm saying? Like I say, in other words, I was gone a decade. You know what I'm saying? So everything went how it went. I come home, and still to this day, I'm green to certain shit. But at the same time, by me being out here, running across people, like, it's people right now. It's, in other words, I went to jail, everything stayed the way it was. You know what I'm saying? I come on, see people, what's up, man? These people right now call me, man, I thought you were dead. When I talked to Keith Babbin fucked me up. Man, I thought you were dead. The fuck? Nigga, what the hell? Nigga, I was just gone. Nigga, you know, like I said, we bypass each other. It's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? You bypass, you know what I'm saying? You see them, and they see you, they be like, damn, nigga, where you been? You know what I'm saying? Like, they got out here. You know what I'm saying? I've been home since 2008. So it's like, you know, everything. You say you got to live your life, man. What's going to happen, going to happen. That's like I said, when I first started talking, like Big Mo, you started talking to Mo, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I know Donna Reese, man. I went to school, man. He never did this. I'm like, I didn't, you know, I know him from Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I'm going to say, like, motherfucker just hacked my page. Facebook, I'm for real. Right now, a while ago, we sitting in the park a lot. Somebody just hacked my page, man. Talking about, what they say, I got $500 or some shit, I'm gonna help you. What the fuck, nigga? I ain't got no file. You know what I'm saying? It's just woke me up this morning. Somebody on your page, my store, probably got new Facebook, new Instagram page. There's so much shit crazy. It's crazy for me right now. You know what I'm saying? But like, the people that I know, I fuck with, they know. I fuck with them because I stuck with them. I'm stuck with them, but I fool with them because I'm cool with them. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so much shit that's going on now. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, well, man, listen, man, I appreciate you coming through. Like I said, you finally came to the South Side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know we know it's gonna be another. This gonna be another one. I already know how they go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because like I say, I ain't gonna lie to you. Stick One and motherfucking Dez and KK. You know what I'm saying? And your boy, what's your boy that started this shit, man? One started this shit.
Mike D, you was telling
Mike
me.
Mike D, five streets in Rosewood. Them nigga, you know, that nigga that started this shit. When I heard him say that shit, I'm like. Motherfucking five streets and roll with nigga. You ain't never been. You been in there, but you ain't kept going. Go down up in there, man. It's like I say. The people. And that's crazy. See, talking about the screwdrivers. It's like
screwdriver tech. You ain't got
man. Come on now. Shit, they on me. It's like I say. It's come on. These are they right here. These are flatheads, man. If you got a flathead, it's like you got to know how to work these things, man. Everybody got a screwdriver. You got to realize, you got the real and you got the fake.
Oh, you did yourself?
Yeah, that's all me.
That's dope.
See, that's what I'm saying. These people behind me, that ain't playing no game. But see, I was gone. You see what I'm saying? That's why I say, well, Michael Watts, to me, I don't know. But see, Michael Watts tripped out.
Yeah, I'm a reincarnation today.
You say you tripped out, what you mean?
He tripped. It's like, it's like, we got like, you got my partner, you got Spencer, 40 G's. You know what I'm saying? He just came home from the feds. You know what I'm saying? But he been home a year and doing way, he got his own studio and all the shit in his house. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fuck with him before I fuck with Watts. You know what I'm saying? I start from the mud. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, nigga, you right here with us. You know what I'm saying? Down the street. Like I said, I seen his interview. Man, them niggas be tripping. No, we the same motherfuckers. You pull up on me, I got your phone number right now. I call you right now. You gonna have the phone? That's the type of shit I trip on. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nothing from you, my nigga. It's just the whole point. I'm figuring and finding out shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't snapped. I ain't gonna snap. It's just the people I'm surrounded by. Just hold me up. Be like, man, you good, nigga. Just cool. That's like with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, just fuck me one day. Just call me. I'm gonna look out for you. You know what I'm saying? How to look out for me? I know I gotta go get a job. I gotta go do this here. I gotta do this here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get to where you're going. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. I'm who I am, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. That boy Alpha, man. Hey, listen, this is only the first part, you know what I'm saying? This is only part one.
Trust and believe. This bird.
I might even actually, you know, go down to Rosewood. You know what I'm saying? And we'll do one out there in
Rosewood. Yeah, man, I say, it ain't nothing different, man. Like I said, when he called me and told me, and I'm like, man, I always said I would go out there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know, man, when I was on my phone, I'm just on my phone looking. When we look up, I start telling him, hey, man, we in Harlem Clark right now. We cross the bridge. You ain't that far. You know what I'm saying? It's like I say, when he drive, I'm like, man, you drive slow as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's how he drive. It's like I'm a GPS. You know what I'm saying? I know this whole side of town. You know what I'm saying? It's just everything is new. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, the people you had sitting here, like Stick One really brought me out, man. Cause I like how he did this thing, man. That man original, man. How he pulled up on Kiki. About his business, man. I like that, man. I like that. He said.
I sent him the Stick One interview, man.
Cause Stick One, I like it real, cause what he said, man. It's like motherfuckers are telling you, man. You like he felt it in his heart, man. He's like, dog, he was doing good, man. He ain't have to do shit, man. Nigga told on him, man. Nigga told on me. You know what I'm saying? Like it's nigga boot camp. Nigga Kevin Dwayne Scott. Nigga told on me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, nigga. It's like for real, nigga. You did. I get 12, nigga, you get 2? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm gonna speak on it. Because it is what it is. I can't do nothing. Nigga know why I stay. Know why. When he laws, it's different. It's different. They come from different cloth, man. These laws is laws, man. When you go to jail like me right now, and something happened right now to me, it's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, I go to church every week. So what's gonna happen? Gonna happen, man. You can't stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's life. But like I say, I can't. You know what I'm saying? What's gonna go behind it? I'm gonna go back to my mama's house. Cause she cooked today, but she got mad at me. So it's like, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm just out here, man. Like I said, I posted came with my little, just me. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see you again.
For sure, man. You know, I
had to come, man.
I'm glad you came, dog. You
know, it was on my heart. I had to do it, man. Preparation, for sure. And I was fresh to death when I came to church. You know, don't get me wrong. They call me old school with the new J's. Or I just so happen to have these ballads on today. So you know, people that know, they know I'm still a class clown, still a fool. But you already know I got my knife, so I can't pack no gun, none of that shit there, cause y'all gonna send me to jail. But yeah,
hey man, it's Alvin, man. Hey. It's the Donnie Houston Podcast. Alvin, hey man, we're part of here, man.
Donnie Houston.
Subscribe to the Donnie Houston Podcast, man.